So I've been deployed through UN Women to the fact-finding mission on Iraq, and previously was also the Commission of Inquiry on Syria. For Iraq, I was based in Iraq, and it was easy for me to do the investigation in the country itself, where you have not only the survivors to approach, but also the local community, which was easy to contact, which a difference with the Commission of Inquiry in Syria. We didn't have access to the country, so basically we had to investigate in the neighbor country, which was not always easy, specifically when we had to contact the local community, for example.
You met several victims of sexual violence in conflict zones. Are there any cases that particularly touched you?
All the cases touched me. So there's you have the pattern, which is how ISIS was committing the crimes, how they were basically doing the crimes, but every individual faced individual horrible events. So there's no case you can basically compare, like one victim had exactly the same as the other, had to endure the same violation as the other victim. Each case is individual, but they all touched me. And for me, my whole experience for different conflict areas, Iraq was the most difficult one to deal with because it was on a big scale. There was a lot of sexual violence in a very short time.
How did you find victims in these areas?
Prior to being deployed, it's always important to do first a preliminary investigation by doing some open research on the internet, reading some articles, what has been written about and so on, what is going on in the country. And once you arrive in the country itself, you contact the local NGOs, but also more specifically, you contact the doctors and hospitals, because that's the place where victims easily go and also get the first aid when they arrive. So through doctors, through local NGOs, through the community leaders and so on. So it was in Iraq, was very easy to find survivors.
What has been your role in investigating and prosecuting these crimes?
My role was, of course, to investigate, to make sure that information has been gathered, evidence has been collected of what happened, who are the perpetrators, how did they want to work, what is the how was the pattern, and so on. And of course, with the purpose that one day a court will be established and all the information evidence will be used. So that's actually the biggest role, and also the second one, to make the survivors comfortable. In a sense, you beside being an investigator, you're also kind of a referral person. You're also someone where they can rely on you, listen to you, or tell you also other stuff which you basically need to find help, try to help to find a solution by referring them to either psychosocial support, referring them for medical examination, see if they have if there's any other institution that can help them to trace their family who has been lost, for example. So you're more than an investigator, but mainly you also try to refer them in case of if other needs are needed.
What are the main skills you need in order to carry on this kind of research?
You basically have to have a mix of everything. Of course, me, I'm speaking as a former policewoman, it's easy to say that you have to have very good investigative skills, which is very important. But also, you have to also have kind of a basic of psychosocial support, but also to make sure that the person is comfortable. It's like a mix of everything all together, but mainly also the investigative skill, because what we do is also to avoid any kind of re-traumatization, and that also requires some specific skills and what kind of questions should you ask, what kind of question you shouldn't, which direction you want to go, and so on, what to collect. So it requires kind of primary investigative skills or legal background.
Are there any implications in your activity in the legal proceeding of criminals?
Everything that we have collected is stored in the database, and hopefully one day it will be used. But so far, I do hope that it will be established, and so we can use everything that we have gathered. That's very important.
In your opinion, what is an international priority on the problem of conflict-related sexual violence?
To continue to do investigation, that's for sure, to make sure that the survivors do receive psychosocial support that they need and that they deserve to. And also to work on the prevention of sexual violence, regardless which conflict. So it's unfortunately a world problem, and we need to do something about it, but we need to continue the work that we're doing so far.